First of all, Undersecretary, you've had an opportunity to spend some time up in Northwest Ohio in Paulding County visiting three farms. Could you describe for us what you saw?
Well, what I saw on those three farms and on the ride to those farms were just some tremendous losses that our farmers are suffering here in Ohio. Soybean fields that the seed, when it was planted last May, that because of the dry weather didn't germinate. Those that did germinate, the fields are very spotty. If you were fortunate to get a field that actually came up, a field of beans that this time of year should be waist high, not even knee high yet. We went through some areas and visited a farm that had been hit by hail during that major storm that occurred the end of June. I've seen a lot of damage, facility damage, on our farms from that June storm. So if the drought wasn't bad enough, then you get hit with a storm that brings hail and very destructive winds.
Going through all of that, what did you see in the farmers or the families themselves?
Well, and you know, being a farmer myself, you really take a great deal of interest in those farmers and their families. You know, there's a great deal of concern about the future, how they're going to get through this year. In some cases, especially the soybean crop, if we can get some rain, there's hope to salvage part of the crop. Farmers traditionally are a very optimistic breed, because if you're not optimistic, you're not going to be able to stay in this business very long. But I think, again, there's still some uncertainty about what's going to take place the rest of this year and then, what's going to take place next year. There's going to be a lot of work that has to be done to make plans to get into next year.
Did the farmers that you met with have any special requests?
Well, I think, across not just here in Ohio, I was in yesterday, I'll be in Indiana tomorrow. Talking with the farmers in these states and other states that are affected, just to make sure that we can, we do all that we can do to provide any type of assistance that we can to help them get through this year and into next year.
Crop insurance claims are already being filed across the country. Will there be sufficient funds available to cover these potential losses?
Oh, sure. I mean, we've got a great crop insurance program. It is a private-public partnership. The insurance companies that we work with go out and reinsure the crops that they themselves are insuring. So there's a tremendous amount of coverage there. If you look at last year, we insured $110 billion worth of crops last year. We paid out about $10 billion of indemnities for last year's disasters, which were pretty bad, starting with the flooding along the Mississippi in the springtime and in the Dakotas, the Atlantic hurricanes in September, and the devastating droughts in the southern part of the United States. So, we've got a great program. It's set up to handle tremendous amount of law, so that's not any fear.
Undersecretary Skuse, as you left each of the farms there in Paulding County, what were you able to share with those farmers and their families?
Well, I was able to communicate to those families that, we're on these tours to visit with these families so that we can gather information about, our programs, what changes that we need to make to provide better assistance, the CRP rental reduction, the interest rate reduction. Those are things that we learned from the tours that we did last year. Improving crop insurance, talking with the producers, how can we improve crop insurance? We'll take, some of those things back. One thing I got in Michigan, we needed to work on developing the pilot program or expanding the pilot program for cherries. I take that to Washington. So that's one of the reasons why we do these, to talk with our producers there and see, you know, exactly what needs to be done to improve the programs that we have to help them weather years of this and move forward.
Undersecretary, is there anything else that you'd like to add from your visit here in Ohio?
Yeah, it's been a very interesting visit, and, you know, my heart goes out to all of the farmers. I know what they've gone through to get a crop in the field, and I know how much it costs to get a crop planted. You know, my heart goes out to all of our producers for the losses that they're incurring right now.
Undersecretary, I appreciate you being able to take a few minutes at the end of a very long day for you, and I know you're headed to Indiana for the next couple of days to visit with folks over there as well, but thank you for your time.
Thank you. I appreciate you taking the time. Thank you very much.